The chamber they were in was 10 meters square. At the far end of it stood a heavy plasteel door. Kent reached to grasp its oversized handle.
"There's a passage behind here that leads to a... shit!"
"What's the matter?" Kent jerked at the door.
"It's stuck."
"Perfect," Felix snarled.
"Wait a minute," gasped Kent.
He took his glove from the handle and placed it flat against the door itself. Holding it so, he worked keys on the inside of his forearm with his other hand. Suddenly he jerked back from it, banging into Felix.
"What's the matter?"
Kent looked at him.
"Ants," he pointed a finger. "Behind the door. Lots of them."
Felix stepped up, placing a hand on the plasteel.
"Trying to get through, you think?"
Kent shrugged.
"I guess. Something's jammed it."
Felix dropped his hand.
"Is there another way?"
"No."
"Shit."
From somewhere overhead, a thunderous blast rang out. The floor of the chamber rocked violently under their boots. Sand rained from the high ceiling.
"About goddamn time," Felix snapped happily.
"Reinforcements," gasped Kent with equal pleasure. "Those are concussion grenades. We use them in the..."
A second blast rocked them, followed by a third and fourth in quick succession. The floor trembled crazily. The walls bowed inward, shimmering. The falling sand became a continuous cloud. Kent laughed uneasily.
"If they're not careful, they're gonna..." A searing, bursting shockwave slammed them to the floor.
The walls across the chamber buckled and split, spewing a huge chunk of plastiform into the ceiling. The ceiling, already bowing, split in turn. Great plastiform beams tore loose from their moorings and crashed to the floor all around them. Several holes burst open in the ceiling itself. Sand poured through in huge quantities, piling into cones that spilled toward them.
"Look out!"
Felix warned Kent as a chunk fell heavily to the floor just behind him.
"Oh, God!"
Kent screamed, pointing back the other way. Felix turned to look just as the great plasteel door exploded from its hinges. Ants boiled out of the choked passage toward them. And then it was happening again, and he lashed out at them, bashing them with his forearms or boots or the butt of the rifle, but without the engine and its strength. Alone still, and knowing it. Only his experience and his fear and the knowledge of nowhere else to go. Kent, no killer, was awesome still. He obliterated them with the thunderous sweeps of his fists. He lifted chunks of plastiform and threw them. He threw beams, too, and sand, and much, much fear. They were holding their own for several seconds and more, but it was a useless struggle with only one outcome, only one end, with the swarming upon them, pulling and tearing and raking at faceplates and seams. Exhausted last-ditch struggles using energy as well applied to the screams equally certain to come.
"The hatch!" Felix shouted. "We've got to get back!"
Kent nodded. He heaved a long length of plastiform beam, so big Felix could not have lifted it, at the nearest swelling gang, flattening the first four outright. The two of them took advantage of the momentary pause to back up quickly to where the hatch had been. When they got there, it was gone.
"Oh, no!"
Kent wailed. In place of the hatch was a warped square of plasteel crammed awkwardly into a sunlit manhole. The grenades had blown their exit apart.
"Try anyway," urged Felix, shoving Kent forward. "Try jumping up through it."
When Kent hesitated, he shoved him again.
"Try, damn it! Come on! You can see the sky there!"